I think that the statement about keeping your plan was one that is applicable to the vast majority of Americans in the health insurance market. What we know is that we also designed the implementation of the Affordable Care Act to make sure that plans that were in place in March of 2010 that kept the same benefits in place, didn't shift costs to consumers, and stayed in place were actually eliminated from needing to conform to any of the consumer protections in the 2014 Affordable Care Act. So a number of customers in the individual market have those grandfather plans in place. It varies by company and by market. I think the president felt it was important to make sure that individuals, as much as possible, did not lose coverage that they had. So in addition to early renewals, which I think virtually every company in this market offered to their consumers, he asked us to use our discretion authority and asked insurers to consider allowing their customers, if they were interested, in staying in those same plans. And that's going on, again, across the country. Florida has decided to take up that transition plan. So a number of individuals who are in individual market plans that they like, which is certainly not 100% of the people in the individual market, will be able to work with their insurers about either choosing a new plan in the marketplace, choosing a competitive plan, or staying in their same plan.
So you don't think it was a lie then?
Yes.
You're not going to answer that?
Yes.